Philip. The second rapture noted in the New Testament is also recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 25 through 40. In this passage, Philip is led by an angel to meet with an Ethiopian eunuch. A Hellenistic Jew, Philip was one of the seven original deacons appointed by the church in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. After Philip successfully evangelized Samaria, Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, he was led by an angel to head south toward Gaza, on the edge of the Sinai Desert. Daryl Bach calls this region the last water stop in southwestern Israel before entering the desert on the way to Egypt. There, Philip encountered an Ethiopian of African descent who was reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Eunuchs often served as court officials. See Ebed-Melech in Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 7 through 13. As a Gentile eunuch, he would have been restricted to serving in the court of the Gentiles and not allowed full participation in Jewish worship, even if he were a proselyte. See Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 1. Philip shared the good news of Jesus with the eunuch, speaking from Isaiah chapter 53 in response to the eunuch's question, "Of whom does the prophet say this?" Acts chapter 8, verse 34. As they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" Acts chapter 8, verse 36. This powerful account then chronicles Philip baptizing the first known convert from Ethiopia. Walter Elwell observes, "Philip, by his eager preaching of Christ, first to the Samaritans and then to the Ethiopian, reflected the way the gospel penetrated social barriers and dissolved racial prejudices, and demonstrated that the grace of God in Christ Jesus is freely available to all." The eunuch's baptism was not the end of God's power in this account. After the baptism, Philip's rapture occurs. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Acts chapter 8, verses 39 through 40. The verb translated baptize, Greek baptizo, is used 21 times in Acts in fulfillment of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, and Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Bach notes, the verb here for being caught up, harpazo, appears twice in Acts, and 12 other times in the New Testament. His instant removal makes clear still that God is at work. It recalls Jesus' removal in Luke chapter 24, verse 31. John R. W. Stott observes, in this case, Philip was removed with miraculous velocity, as at the rapture. He was snatched away and reappeared at Azotus, Ashdod, some 20 miles away. Stott adds that the eunuch went on his way, without the evangelist but with the evangel, without human aid but with the divine spirit. In the meantime, Philip continued preaching the gospel on the Mediterranean coast until he reached Caesarea, verse 40, some 60 miles to the north, where he eventually made his home. Acts chapter 21, verse 8. The entire account, Acts chapter 8, verses 25 through 40, indicates God's supernatural activity in the instantaneous removal of Philip from the eunuch's presence. There are two significant observations to be made with regard to Philip's rapture.